For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a strong defense of his hardline stance on immigration, President Trump said those illegally entering the U.S. shouldn't be brought to a judge, but should be sent home. Senator Elizabeth Warren says that's wrong.
We do have a system of laws in this country. And when a woman comes here with her four-year-old son and says, I am asking for amnesty, I have been threatened by gangs in my home country, we should at least give her a hearing.
On Face the Nation, Congressman Elijah Cummings accused the administration of creating a false crisis.
We want to be humane. We want to make sure that these families are reunited after the president created this false crisis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Former Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert defended the president's stance on immigration on ABC's This Week.
Those that say he had the authority and should have done it from day one and demagogue with the pen, you know, Chuck Schumer, how dare he? He's been one of the people that's put off comprehensive solutions to this for years so he can run on this as a political wedge issue. I have a little respect for that demagoguery. But the president went out and tried to tell people the law and the orders and so forth prevented him from detaining these people. And they said, no, you can fix this with a stroke of a pen. My guess, that stroke of a pen does not survive 3 weeks.
If you're planning on a summertime vacation, there's good news at the pumps. Gasoline prices are cheaper, at least for now, says analyst Trilby Lundberg.
After rising about 42 cents over nearly 4 months, the price of gasoline has now dropped. In the past 2 weeks, regular grade is down 6 cents, and the new price is $2.95.
But she also says the decline is temporary, and it won't last long. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump says tariffs are already working. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
President Trump, appearing on Trinity Broadcasting Network's Huckabee program, said tariffs on some imports are already helping businesses in the United States.
Our steel industry is coming back because that way they don't have to pay the tariff. And we put a tariff, a 30% tariff on solar panels. We had 32 plants, so many of them closed. Now many of them are opening again. We put a tariff on washing machines. Now all of a sudden we're expanding our washing machine production business in the country.
The decision prompted a swift response from U.S. allies, including retaliatory tariffs and a radical departure in treatment from other formerly friendly foreign leaders from Canada to France. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Oil-producing nations have agreed to prevent an oil crunch, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
OPEC, Russia, and other major oil-producing nations agreeing to ramp up production. Saudi Arabia is saying the agreement was reached on Saturday in Vienna to raise overall output by about 1 million barrels a day in the coming months. Word of the deal coming a day after President Trump had tweeted, quote, "Hope OPEC will increase output substantially. We need to keep prices down." The U.S., China, and India had been urging the big oil producers to increase their supply that they said could hurt global economic growth. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.